أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. In the previous ayats, as we would remember, the battle of Uhud was particularly discussed, and in there initially Allah had given a very great victory to the Muslims, but due to a misunderstanding by some Sahaba of the command of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guard that pass in the rear, a mountain pass, and because of that misunderstanding they left their post and they also joined the other Mujahideen to collect the spoils of war. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time, who was not a Muslim, saw this loophole and he attacked from the back. And then a great victory was turned into a great loss, in which 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum became shaheed in one day, including Sayyidu Shuhada, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In the same battle, one of the kuffar threw a rock at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which caused one of his teeth to break also, and profuse bleeding took place, because of which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost consciousness and fell in a hole. At that time, some person shouted and said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed, he has passed away. So all this then led to great confusion in the Sahaba, and they lost a lot of heart. They became very despondent at that. So, and the Munafiqeen, they said, let us give up this new religion of ours and let us go back to our old religion. Considering all that, Allah Ta'ala says that it was not proper for you as the Sahaba to lose heart, to become despondent, to lose direction. And that if you felt also that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, then what is our future? So Allah says, وَكَأَيِّ مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. اور بہت نبی ہے جن کے ساتھ ہو کر لڑے ہیں بہت خدا کے طالب. And there were many anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam before also who fought in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and with them were lot of ribbiyun, the great lovers and the great devotees of Allah Ta'ala. And in that process many anbiya became shaheed also, but those people of the past ummah did not lose hope, they did not become despondent. So you, the Sahaba, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the greatest of all. How are you losing hope, and how are you becoming despondent? Those people of the past, even if their Nabi became shaheed, they still remain committed to jihad and the path of Allah, and they work towards the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So it is not expected from you that you should become despondent, lose heart and become weak. Learn this lesson from the Anbiya of the past, that how they fought. Oh Sahaba, you should be much more greater. You are there to set the standards for the people of the world till the day of Qiyamah. Those people of the far past, فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, پھر نہ ہارے ہیں کچھ تکلیف پہنچنے سے اللہ کے راہ میں. They did not lose hope at all, though a lot of difficulties came to them in the path of Allah. They faced much, much more great difficulties, but they did not lose hope at all. وَمَا ضَعُفُوا or نَسُسْتْوِي, and they did not become weak and give up their efforts. وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا or نَدَبْكَيْهِ, and they did not humble themselves, we show themselves as weak in front of the enemy. They knew they were on the deen of Allah, and they are fighting for the pleasure of Allah and to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So So those people of the past, when they had so much courage and they fought so valiantly, then, oh my Sahaba, how is it that you are becoming despondent? All this is to encourage the Sahaba and the Ummah at large that we must keep the deen in mind and we must make effort for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum faced a very, very challenging time in many battles, the battle of Uhud, Khandaq, etc. Very, very so much so that Allah Ta'ala said it was a time that their hearts came to their throats. A time came that they thought that Allah's help is not coming to us. The enemy have surrounded us from all four sides and there is no hope for us. Those conditions, very difficult conditions came on the Sahaba. And for the Ummah today, there aren't any such conditions. What the people in Palestine are facing, many other places are very difficult conditions. But by and large, the Ummah, we are living in ease and comfort. And instead of sacrificing for the deen of Allah, we are sacrificing for the ways of the kuffar. We love their lifestyle. Our education is like their education. Our holidays are like their holidays. Our dressing, our houses, we're living their lifestyle. This is a very, very great weakness on our side and a great wrong that we are doing. We don't stand up for any sunnah, for any commands of Allah. Little bit COVID came and we gave in to all their dictates, what they said. We stopped coming to the masjid. We did not leave our homes and what they were telling us, we were believing that. Whereas Allah has said in the previous ayat that maut can only find you on its appointed time and the appointed place. Maut can never find you anywhere else, whether it's covered or whether it's anything else. So we had lost a lot of hope. So Allah warns us against this in these ayat, and Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin, or Allah muhabbat karta hai sadib sabit qadam rehne walo se, and those who remain firm and are staunch on the commands of Allah, Allah loves those people. And the converse of that, those who give in to the ways of the kuffar, live their lifestyle, do what they tell them to do, Allah does not love those people. So we should see that we observe the commands of Allah. We should find out what the commands are and live according to that commands. When we say Allahu Akbar in our namaz, we start our namaz. We are declaring, Allah, you are the greatest. Your commands are the greatest. But then why do we listen to other people's commands? Why do you think, why we think other thing is more greater? And we say, oh Allah, when we're saying Allahu Akbar, I only believe in you and I only believe in your commands. That we say when we start our namaz. We hear the muazzin saying it six times. Six times in every rakat we say Allahu Akbar, but our life is opposite to that. So that Allahu Akbar hasn't, the starting of namaz, the starting of azan, hasn't even touched, forget our heart, it hasn't touched our mind or our tongue also. It is just only lip service and not a bit of its reality has come into us. So we should become very conscious that am I making namaz or not? Or am I just going up and down and just like some computer or tape recorder, I'm just rattling off some words and that, but no reality in me. This is supposed, like a tape recorder can put on, you can put on wonderful Quran Sharif, wonderful qasidas, everything, but that tape recorder is not going to become a mu'min. It's not going to have the qualities of a mu'min. It mustn't be, we are also just like some machine, that we are just rattling it all off, but no iman is coming in us. No conviction, change of life, devotion to Allah and His Rasul, and devotion to the deen of Allah is not coming. And as we have, Allah gave us this opportunity to check for ourselves with the proper time whether we are to believing and following the laws of Allah or the laws of the kuffar, the atheists, the scientists, the governments, the media. If we have made mistakes, it's very, very important that we make sincere tawbah before maut overtakes us, and that we don't go to our qabr with the wrong beliefs and that following the ways of the kuffar. So these are great lessons for us to learn. And Allah says that Allah brings these occasions like the battle of Uhud. For us, we won't face such severe conditions. Small, small conditions Allah will bring for us also. And all that is to test us for ourselves. Allah knows our condition. Allah doesn't have to test us, but for us to see ourselves where we stand, what my iman is like, who, to whom are my allegiance, who am I loyal to, Allah or the enemies of Allah. So we should take these great lessons and correct ourselves. May Allah protect our iman, and that we go with this true iman when we leave this world. If a person leaves without that iman, the correct iman, it's not a failure, not a loss. There are no words to explain what the terrible conditions will be in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah save us from Jahannam. And if it has to be forever in Jahannam, we cannot ever fathom what the terrible consequences are. Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.